Hello and welcome to Rose Pricks, a Bachelor Roast. I'm Ronnie Caron from Watch What Crappens, and here I am with the gorgeous Stephanie Wilder Taylor for crying out loud. Hello, Steph.
Hi. Also, we're Rose Pricks. Also, good call. Sword and Scale Rewind. I know, you're the one who had the margarita or martini.
I did, sorry. It's a nighttime in New York. I'm still partying.
It sure is.
Tell me about your new podcast, because we haven't talked about it in real life even.
Okay, well, so if you love Sword and Scale, if you love murder, which I do, I mean, not on myself, but on when other people get murdered and the people talk about it.
Yeah, Sword no one likes Scale, getting murdered.
No, they don't. Although we can't ask them.
That's true.
And we assume they don't. But, you know, I'm obsessed with the psychology behind murderers, and it's all horrible, and I can't look away. And Sword and Scale is one of my favorite podcasts, next to Watch What Crappens. And
Murder and Day, Watch What Crappens. Thanks.
Yeah,
that's so nice.
Well, they're very different and the same. So Sword and Scale, I'm doing a spinoff called Sword and Scale Rewind, where we go back, Lynette Carolla and I go back to the beginning, episode one, and we kind of rehash what the episode was about and analyze it and give our thoughts on it and have interviews with people and answer questions and get our own unanswered questions answered.
So right.
That is starting in June.
Okay, cool. That's a good idea. Okay, rad. I'll be listening to that. I love me some murder too. I was raised on it.
Yeah.
I mean, not murdering. Okay, so this is part two, everybody.
Part two.
If you're new to this podcast and it sounds like one of us is drunk and we're talking on the phone, that's because we are, okay? You're going to survive it. Okay, so
you
let's...
You sound good to me, but... Okay. So
we'll see. We just started, but... Okay,
we're snarking on all the contestants. Well, we're breaking it down for you, letting you know who's going to be on the show so you can hear this before the actual show. Although, this might be airing, in a week?
Around the same time. This is the part two. So if you haven't heard the part one, go find it. But this is part two. So we are going to pick up. We last did Jonathan, him of no lips.
Yes.
And the wave clock.
Tickle monster as an occupation.
Tickle monster.
There's so many problems with these contestants. It's just the worst batch ever. And I did hear, this is a complete rumor, but somewhere I read a rumor that, Rachel Lindsay was not happy with this crop.
Oh, really?
Motley Crue. Yeah.
Well, go figure, Rachel Lindsay. Like, you're a lawyer and your dad's on the state Supreme Court and you're off on some stupid dating show. Like, do you really think you're going to find anyone your parents are going to approve of? I mean, you had Nick.
Yeah, but these guys are gross.
I mean, Nick is gross too. That's the point. He didn't win Dancing with the Stars, right?
I don't know who won.
Me either, because it's tonight. It's right now while we're doing this. Okay, so the next guy is Josiah. Now, we don't usually, on The Bachelorette, have enough black contestants to figure out their hair thing. Because the white contestants this year have the side pompadour. What were you calling it? The side?
Yeah, side pompadour, basically.
The side poof. And they also have claw bangs, but they're like wave claw bangs. So that's the trend in hair with the white and Asian guys this year. The black guys have square edges.
Yes.
That is a trend. This guy gave himself a rectangle head. I don't know why.
It's so true. It's like he took like a sticker and put it on his forehead and then was like shave around it.
He's imagining himself as a stamp. Which, you know, is a goal, especially if you're dating someone very intelligent.
Hashtag stamp goals.
And you know what? I called it because he's a prosecuting attorney. Now that's a person.
He's only 28 and he's a prosecuting attorney.
I don't
is
know.
It, maybe not professionally. Like, it's just how he comes across when he's like yelling at people at a bar.
Well, I'm the good wife.
I object. What? I'm a prosecuting attorney. But we're not in a court of law. Well, I didn't pass the bar, but that's what I do.
I passed a bar.
Prosecute.
I passed one bar on the way over here to this bar. on The Good Wife, the prosecuting attorneys are usually poor people who are getting experience, so they work for the state. And then once they have experience,
no, that's defense attorneys.
I guess it's both, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess
poor
so.
poor people of both prosecution and defense stripes need experience, I guess. But maybe that's why. I think he's still at the poor stage because rich, like wealthy prosecutors, don't go on The Bachelor. Like no one with a real job goes on The Bachelor, right? So yeah. His tattoos, he has one on his chest of a Bible scripture. He's not going to be
Tupac? What's happening with that?
He's not even getting specific. Is this Revelations?
Does he just like rip off his shirt in court and go, I object based on this Bible scripture. Based on Leviticus.
Or because
9:40. I don't know.
Leviticus. Thanks a lot, Gabe Asher. Why did you make him Leviticus?
Oh my God. That was the only Bible I could think of. What other? Genesis? Oh, that would be the Jewish Bible. Because
you're
right?
you're a progressive. You can only think of the offensive parts of the Bible.
What are some?
You can use that shit in protest.
Isaiah. What about Isaiah? Is that a Bible?
I don't even know what Isaiah thought about. I bet this guy doesn't even know because most people brag about the particular scripture. His is probably just like on the seventh day, and then like he didn't have money to finish because he's still a poor prosecutor.
He's saving up tattoo goals. Okay, what's a typical Saturday night like for you?
Masturbation.
Going out to a cigar bar and then heading down to South Beach with a group of friends. Okay.
Okay. So he works out. That's good. Well, he works out and he's extremely shallow. I think so far he's doing a good job. He has a job. On the weekends he gets wasted and goes and finds some, you know, gigantic silicone scoliosis causing titties to play with and then goes back to work. Sounds perfect for Rachel Lindsay.
Here's his three best attributes are his height, his smile, and hair. That's physical.
His stamp
then
hair.
Then he also wanted to add personality. This just as his attributes, one of his attributes is personality.
Also, you only
not parts of his not what's your three best parts of your personality. Just I have a personality. That's good to know.
He's another one. Speaking. He's another one who he was allowed to give three. Remember the guy who was doing the slash? He was like smile slash height slash whatever, so he could have 10. So this guy's using a trick too. He's like height, smile, and hair dash in parentheses physical. So that's one. Height, smile, hair, and then personality, period. And then public speaking. So, you know, he's not good with the punctuation.
Yeah, or he couldn't come up with three other attributes besides physical. He just, and two, I can come up with three about my looks and personality-wise, just personality, I guess, I'd have to say. What's the best thing about your personality? Just, I guess, personality.
Personality, period. Okay, so
who do you admire most in the world and why? My father, he spent his entire life taking care of at-risk youth. After his firstborn son committed suicide, he remained a strong head of the house. Okay, that's sad.
But you know what? This guy goes to South Beach to get pussy on the weekends, but he still knows to use a family suicide to get, you know, airtime. And he will bring that up a lot. This will be his crying moment when
You're
he's
right.
about to get kicked off. So you know what?
You're
he
right.
knows how to play. This guy yeah. may have stamp edges, but he studied the show before he came on. So I'm
You're
for
right.
him.
Okay, so let's move on then, because we just spent like half of our podcast just talking about this guy. All right, let's move on to Kenny.
Okay.
Kenny's a cutie.
Kenny, let's hold on.
Let's
let me get
find
there.
Out what the problem is with this guy.
Oh my God, scrolling down to Kenny after I was seeing all the other guys that we've already done. Rachel really does have her work cut out for her. Jesus Christ. These are some homely people. All right, hold on. Okay, Kenny. Kenny also has square edges.
Yes, and he also has the Old Navy, what do you call it, mesh?
The faded, not mesh. The faded Old Navy pattern thing that they do. You can always
yeah,
tell
what
it's Old
call
Navy.
That pattern?
It's like the Old Navy fade, right? Where it's like washed a certain way. So it's like so poor people can recognize each other. It's like, yeah. I'm not buying you a drink. Well, I'm not buying you a drink either. So you go find someone with a button down.
But you had a name for this kind of pattern, this splotchy kind of the...
I forgot. It's Old Navy shade or something. Okay, this guy's a professional wrestler.
No, he's out.
Right?
A professional wrestler? Come on now.
And his height is exactly 6 feet, which means 5'9". Tattoos.
Oh, he has a kid.
How come everybody has religion as their tattoos? Is that just when you can't come up with a proper Native American symbol?
Okay. I'm hoping for this guy.
Why?
Except for,
are you reading right now?
I don't know.
Okay, look what I found.
Kind of cute. What?
Look what I found, skimming. If you could have lunch with one person, who would it be and why? The Rock.
We are very much alike.
The Rock is the new fucking Dolphins.
Oh my God.
The Rock. That's like the sixth guy now that's mentioned The Rock.
And you know what? They stopped asking all their favorite movies for all of them because I think they had so many problems with the girls. Because they were all The Notebook?
No, these guys were all answering like happiness spelled wrong. And
what was
the other one? And they keep saying The Rock. And they also haven't been asking, what would you do on a desert island? I think the copywriter finally caught that, but was too lazy to go back and change the rest of them.
I know, because on one of the later ones, it was spelled correctly. It was like, too late. They all answered it. Cheesecake.
They stopped asking that after the guy answered banana float.
Okay. Ever have trouble in the bedroom or been turned on during the wrong time? There was about 2 weeks when I first started dating my ex that I was quick draw McGraw.
I hate this guy. Listen, this is how you know this guy's shit. Other than the professional wrestler and The Rock and the cross tattoo, which also is accompanied by some Japanese kinji thing. Okay. What is the most romantic present you have ever given? Different edible arrangements.
Every day for a birthday week. That's what you give your
every
secretary.
Day for a birthday week.
Oh my God.
That's like insuring for 7 days in a row that you ain't getting pussy. Okay, let's get on with him. Who's next?
He has a kid.
He has a kid?
Yeah, his daughter's his reason for living. Okay, let's move on to Kyle.
I love my kid so much, I'm leaving her to get some ass on TV for a summer. Stupid. I hate when reality people do that.
Kyle is a marketing consultant.
Kind of square edges, but he's really bad with his aim.
You're so right. It's lopsided. He has big ears, so you might like that.
He's
no tattoos.
He's cute. He could never get a weave.
Oh, my God. Okay. Ready? What are your three worst attributes? Don't trust most people. Trust is earned, not assumed. General disdain for perceived corrupt authority.
What does that mean? Perceived authority or
outspoken?
No, I need to know what perceived corrupt authority means.
He perceives that he assumes that all authority is corrupt.
Oh. Okay. I can be very blunt and outspoken.
This guy's an asshole.
Sometimes I don't think before I speak. If you could have lunch with a person, blah. Donald Glover, because I respect him. Musician, actor, general creative, activist, and businessman. Or Ed Snowden. Okay. You know, I love me some Snowden. I love a leak. Gluten? Why did they change the questions? This isn't fair. The other guys weren't asked about gluten.
Okay, but look at this guy's answer. Gluten? Not really sure what it is or what food it lives in, but I select gluten-free menu options when I can. You know why? Because he doesn't trust.
He's not...
I don't know what that is, but I don't want it in my food. It's probably corrupt authority.
Gluten is perceived corrupt authority, damn it. And I will not take it. No matter what food it lives in. I'm not sure what food it lives in.
Do you want this with gluten? Well, do I have an option not to? Then I don't. Why would I want that? I don't like gluten. It's probably corrupt.
What is this guy doing? What's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? X was into BDSM and introduced me to being a dom. Interesting, but don't like hurting people, so it's weird. Fun with her, though. Dude,
so
you haven't...
do like hurting people, because they're probably perceive them to be corrupt authority.
He's like, listen, Gluten, where do you live in? I'm going to whip your gluten ass right now.
do you live in my girlfriend's behind? Then I'm going to beat you.
These guys know that Rachel's a lawyer, right? Why are they answering shit like this? BDSM. And I don't know what gluten lives in. Stupid. Okay, what's next? Kenny? Oh, no, we did him. That was Kyle. Oh, my God, Lee.
Wait. I'm not done with this guy.
Oh, sorry.
What does your ideal mate look like? 7+.
So he'll do
a 7 on up. Looks matter for the ideal candidate. Any culture or skin tone, big butt. I'm definitely a butt guy. I like, though, the fact that a 7+. So, but who on whose scale? Do people just walk around with a sign that's like, you know what, honey, you're 6, so no.
A 7+. I like that he's open to love. That's when a man is really ready to love somebody.
Okay.
Okay, are we done with him? Because we need to move on to the truck that sells this truck that sells fagito burritos. Girl, Lee. Lee, what you doing, Lee? This guy has a side pompadour and wave claw bangs.
My God.
I want to have sex with him, though. It's not Old Navy, I'll tell you that.
It's a salmon. He's wearing like a salmon colored, I don't know what you call that shirt.
Like a polo shirt, a golf shirt?
I guess so. He's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, gross. You're too old to be a singer-songwriter that's poor.
This
guy
reminds me of, who was the gay one from the last, from JoJo's Bachelorette?
All of them. Came in second place. Like literally 90% of them were the gay one. What do you mean?
But who was the one that, he came in second or third place?
Robbie. Yes, queen! Remember when he showed up to his like final rose date or whatever? He's like, yes, girl!
Lee is the new Robbie.
Did you know that dude, Orange Robbie, moved in with two of the other guys from there and they're all kind of the gay one? There's a lot of orange head going on right now in the ex-Bachelorette cast.
Oh, my God. Okay. Who do you admire most in the world and why? Mama! I admire how she adapts to the circumstances she faces enough to progress and successfully thrive. What?
Meemaws do not progress and successfully thrive. That's why they're meemaws.
Who talks like that anyway?
That's not a meemaw. No. That is a mamaw. Those are two different numerologies, ma'am. Don't get them confused.
Oh, God. This guy is trying to be really, Okay, who's your favorite actor
and
why?
She survived the depression. There's no one as tough as a depression-bred mamaw. What was the next one you're looking at?
Okay, what are your top all-time favorite movies? His first one, Gone with the Wind. He's gay.
Gone with the Wind. Yeah. And then he makes it up with Inglourious Basterds and Scarface.
Those are his movie beards.
So faggotry and violence. I kind of like him. Let me see. Is faggotry a word? And am I allowed to say that on a podcast? I'm sorry if people got offended. What do you do for fun in the city? Music and Music City. I've played about every venue there. So this guy works for tips. And we know we can't wear a hat with that, so it's always out waiting for your damn dollar. Yeah, she needs to not be with this guy.
Do you consider yourself romantic and why? He writes, absolutely. I'm a pleaser, in quotes, under wraps.
A secret bottom? No, it means a secret bottom. A closet bottom.
I like to do things to make someone emotional and happy. What does that mean? He likes to make people cry while he's having sex with them?
With my colon. Because look, I'm a pleaser, in quotations, under wraps. That's like a secret pleaser. This guy's a bottom, whatever.
Yeah, he is. Okay, here comes Lucas.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're a bottom out there and you're like, that was mean, call me.
Okay, you're in for a super big treat with Lucas. So I was just telling you before we started that there's a Bachelorette podcast that has to do with the Adam Carolla people, and it's called Another Bachelor Podcast, and they're the one that they said they hate is Lucas, and that's who we're talking about right now.
How come they hate Lucas?
Look at his occupation.
Waboom! What does that mean?
I don't know.
Waboom.
He put down his occupation as Waboom.
That's not an occupation. He's 30. Also, he's an even 6 foot, which is a lie. What does Waboom mean? She's got a lot of unemployed people to deal with in this one.
What is happening?
If you have any pets, what do you have? Had a dog and cat growing up. Now an ant farm, fish, and I'm an uncle to a cat. Oh, why he's the funny one. This is Josephine the cat lady in male form.
Oh, you're right.
And he's like, I'm going to be wacky because I don't work out enough.
Yep.
And then I'm going to get on the show and then cry a lot about shit.
Sure is. Listen to him. If you could have lunch with one person, who would it be and why? Dead, Bruce Jenner. Alive, Caitlyn Jenner. Would be a very interesting convo. Shut the fuck up, Lucas. I hate you. I hate him.
And it's a desert island, not a dessert island, which I don't approve of. Waterproof lighter, spear gun, cast of The View. Couldn't tolerate the situation from Jersey Shore. Okay, yeah, this guy is like trying to
be funny.
This guy's like level one improv.
Yep. Oh my God, so true. So true.
You fuck what that is your guy ideal and he shows up like? For dinner every night. Been there, done that.
But this is his ideal mate. Belle from Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella, Little Mermaid, and the best, Jessica Rabbit.
What was the question?
What does your ideal mate look like?
A cartoon. So he's into like animation porn. I saw Flanders from The Simpsons getting fucked by Homer Simpson in just like one of those GIFs on the side of Pornhub. I will never be the same. Who masturbates to that? Guys like this. It's disgusting. Yes.
Describe your top three favorite, least favorite things to do on a date. His favorite thing to do, ready? Laugh, listen, and learn.
Live, oh, laugh, and go, sparkle.
And go fun places.
This guy has one of those paintings from Ross Dress for Less that says Paris in 5 different languages. I guarantee.
I hate this guy. He's not attractive. Okay, here comes Matt.
32, that's 40 in LA years.
Matt is a construction sales rep.
I buy this because he has like that receding hairline, but instead of using gel and making claw bangs, he just has like a feathered thing in the middle. Okay, this guy's like a real man. He is wearing an Old Navy, but what can you do?
He is. You had such a funny word for that last time, but I can't remember what it is.
Old Navy fade? I don't know what I call it.
Yeah, I think it was a fade. I don't know. But a construction sales rep, doesn't that mean he works at Home Depot?
Yeah, it is Home Depot, mate. Construction sales. Hey, I'm with my friend Rebecca. She's in the bed next to me. Does construction worker sales rep mean he works at Home Depot? It does, right?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that. We've never heard of that job. But he's 6'3". He has a real job, and he doesn't have gel in his hair. And actually, he buys Old Navy because he looks nice in it, you know, and it's in his price range. I like a man who can put things together. What is your greatest achievement to date? Probably the 10 years I have spent as a basketball coach, volunteering and working with inner city kids.
Oh,
Wait a minute.
Guy.
Hold on. If you could watch any movie right now, what would it be? Probably Wedding Crashers. Perfect flick to wind down to. So he's like legit straight. Oh my God, this guy's really straight. Who are your three favorite groups? Justin Timberlake. Tell your dog to shut the hell up. I found a straight person.
People. Wow.
Who are your top three favorite groups? Justin Timberlake, Train, and John Mayer. Oh, well, thank God. She has one straight guy to make out with.
But she'll likes kick Train.
That's a straight guy thing.
I don't know. I think you have to agree
with a straight guy. You just appreciate them for being straight. And then you just ignore them 90% of the time. It's called dating, Stephanie.
What's your worst date memory? I went on one Tinder date a few years back. Right away, I realized why I wasn't the online dating type. This guy's too normal.
But you know what? He's a good person because, look, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? Telepathy, because it would make dating so much easier. That means he knows what he wants to know what a woman is thinking. All right, so this guy's either perfect or like a serial killer. I guess we'll find out.
Here comes Michael.
Reality Steve would have told us if someone gets killed in this, right?
Yes.
Okay, Michael.
Okay, Michael is a, he's only 26, though. I think he's a little young for her. He's a former professional basketball player. Already he's gone from professional basketball? Isn't, aren't you just getting going at 26?
He's like, I auditioned. Also another even 6 foot. Lot of liars.
Also another guy who has scripture on his tattoo.
Why is it hot for people to have Bible scriptures on their arm?
It's, I don't know. I mean, I would say it's not, but I guess it is. Maybe she'll love that.
It's a scripture and scroll saying, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Bitch, you just said you're 6 feet tall. That tattoo lies. Okay, would you describe yourself? Oh, no, who cares about that one? What's the most outrageous thing? Sign a contract to play professional basketball in Bulgaria. Oh, Lord.
I'm kind of liking this guy, though, because keep going.
But does that count? Bulgaria?
No, of course it doesn't. No, he's trying to fit in there how he played basketball.
At 6 feet tall.
He wants to remind you.
He's like six feet. He's like 5'9" is tall in Bulgaria, okay? Don't argue with me.
He's like, what? I'm like 6 inches taller than the normal average person there. If you could have lunch with one person, who would it be and why? President Obama, because I want to hear what obstacles, hardship, and challenges he had to face to attain the highest position in America. Okay.
You like that because you're like you're a liberal.
I'm a
libtard. You're like, he said Obama. I love him. Yeah, you're a libtard.
Okay, but how about this? Do you like being the center of attention or do you prefer being more mysterious and why? Definitely not the center of attention because there's always a reason why people need attention. I'm confident in who I am as a person.
And he is because he admitted that he is a professional basketball player in Bulgaria. And that takes guts. He could have left that out. He's also another one who likes Denzel. His favorite television show is Martin, which, you know, I can't argue with that. I love some Shanae. If you wanted to approach a man woman you had never met before, how would you go about it? Introduce myself and try and win her over with my charm. What's your biggest date fear? One of my friends hooking up with my date. And he follows the paleo diet.
In the past. But he's jealous.
He's boring.
Because his biggest fear is what... Yeah, okay, he's boring.
He's boring, so he'll win.
I think he's going to make it kind of far. I'm calling that. Michael.
Square edges, again. And cute. This guy's cute. I don't like Milton his pencil next. Mustache. This is Milton, yeah.
Okay, Milty.
Although I do love his board games.
Uncle Milty.
Yeah.
He's a hotel recreation supervisor.
What does that mean?
A lifeguard at a hotel pool. and he's got a tattoo inside his bottom lip. Why, Milty?
An indoor lifeguard until 8 p.m. 6'5", pencil mustache. Tattoo inside the bottom lip. What does that mean? That's a straight thing?
Okay, this is
that's like the third guy, right?
I know, yes. How about this? What is the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Live 4 months without power. Cold showers are no joke. So is he bragging that he was homeless for a while?
What's your current
mean?
City?
Was he living in a tent next to the freeway? That's
current
not,
city.
You don't lead with that on a questionnaire.
Tent city. Fabulous. I love the fresh air coming through my windows, which I cut out myself with a cut-up Diet Coke can.
I forgot about this guy. He was in the Vulture article, too. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What do you hope to get out of participating in this television show? Real answer? Discovered.
It hasn't happened at the inside pool at the Marriott. I'm shocked. Good luck.
That is shocking. Hey, doesn't mean I'm out here hoping for that, but I'd like to break into writing or acting.
As happens with every Bachelor contestant.
Not here for the right reasons.
That's why Meryl Streep started on The Bachelor, you guys. Do you like to go out dancing? Who cares? How would you describe yourself as a lover? Good. Okay. Describe your idea of the ultimate date. Fun. Do you consider yourself romantic? Kinda. Ugh.
Read the rest of that.
Oh, no. You read it to me.
Oh, kinda.
I don't
mind being romantic, but it can show you're weak. Guy's charming. It's nice. All right, mojito.
Well, that is product. A muddled drink. That's a muddled drink. I predict a speech impediment.
He is a product manager. What does that mean?
A product manager, I think, is someone who delivers lipstick to CBS or CVS. Also, his height isn't even 6 foot. You know, this is because bitches on Tinder all put about 6 feet or above, huh?
Right, right. So these guys are all like, what, 5'10", 5'11"?
5'9".
5'9", yeah.
If you could have lunch with one person, Elon Musk, okay, that's good. Gluten, I'm going to dress up as that for Halloween. Oh, I like that. Oh, yeah, the Indian guy always has to have some humor, you know?
Yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to? Rap and country, okay?
Yeah, and he wrote, yes, you read that correctly. I like this guy.
He knows his hair could use some work. You see, when someone doesn't try so hard with their hair, we don't even mention it. You
I know, I like this guy, though, because he says, style-wise, would you say you're satisfied with the way you look, or would you like to, or would you be up for a change? Hair, makeup, clothes. He says hair could use some work. I like this guy.
How long does it take you to get ready to go out? An episode of Seinfeld. How important is your family's approval? Very, well, he's Indian, duh. Very important. When you get married, you marry the family as well, and that works both ways. Okay, I like this guy.
I like him. Mohit, I'm into you.
Ew, and look, what's the wildest thing you've done in the bedroom? One word, Tabasco. Okay, so he'll be out first, right?
I don't know. I don't know if she's up for a little Mohit, though.
He's cute. Oh, my God, the next one is so cute. He's got to be horrible, right?
I'm sure. His occupation is a business owner.
This is a beautiful, like, blonde, blue-eyed white guy. I think he made the gap in his teeth by himself when he saw that Madonna did it. He's wearing the Old Navy shade. He says he's 31, which is bold. In Los Angeles, a business owner. I don't know that I trust that. What does that mean, business owner?
He's got a lot of tattoos.
He's got an eBay account. Height 6'3".
I think that is, yeah. I mean, what is a, what business owner is so, you
That's
know,
so
generic.
Vague. Yeah, he could be selling lemonade outside his house. I don't know what that means.
Tattoos, shoulder, family knot, arm, cross, ribs, Iron Man, chest, a buck. He has a lot of tattoos. I mean, a buck, that can't be small, right?
Well, when you have like a ton of tattoos, that means you're needy for attention. And when people are needy for attention, that means they're easy to like control, you know?
If you can give,
if you can give attention. Oh, and he was a model? Yeah.
He was a model. What's the best trip you've ever been on and why? I moved to Athens, Greece for modeling for 3 months. It was everything, girl. It was everything.
It's not considered gay in Greece. It's only gay if you marry him. Yep. If you could watch any movie, Saving Private Ryan, tell us a fun story about a one-night stand. It's like a whole paragraph, so I kind of hate him for that. Who is your greatest achievement? 3 Ironmans, 1 on a broken foot. What do you admire? Who do you admire the most? My brother. Now, he doesn't say The Rock, but he does say he is a rock. Does that count?
Yes, it does.
If you could be someone else for a day, who would it be? A professional football player. Oh, God. What is your favorite television show? Modern Family. Oh, my God. This guy is a budding bottom. I love him. Yeah. Also, he's the only Old Navy bold enough to not wear a V-neck.
Yep. You're right.
And also, his claw bangs are the wave, but they're to the left instead of to the right.
To the left, to the left.
This guy marches to the beat of his own top.
Okay, this next guy is cute, so I'm scared.
This guy looks like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, he does. He's a law student. He's 30.
I'm ignorant. I'm admitting that I'm ignorant.
Yeah.
But that's old to be a law student, right? 30?
Yeah, maybe he went back to school.
Oh, she gave me like a medium. Okay, tattoos? No. Haven't found something worth committing to. Well, I guess he doesn't have a Bible. What was your college experience life? Good. What are your 3 best attributes? And he actually only puts 3, which is impressive.
Driven,
empathetic, worldly.
Well, he didn't want to get sued by the show.
If you could
have lunch with one person, who would it be and why? Buddha. So I could discuss his philosophies on detachment, suffering, and divinity.
A, Buddha doesn't talk. That's the point. His fat ass sits in front of a tree. He's not going to talk to you about any of that. And second, that bitch will eat all your fries. That's a bad choice to have lunch with. Maybe drinks.
Oh, God. What's the most embarrassing style you've rocked? It's a, although the person wrote, you've rocker. They need to seriously spell check. You got a desert island and embarrassing style you've rockered.
What's
blonde highlights and diamond studs back in my boy band phase, 90s, early 2000s.
Do you prefer a woman who wants to... I hate that question. I don't even want to read it. Do you prefer a woman who wants to be pursued or a woman who pursues you and why? I prefer a woman who pursues me. Okay, straight bottom. I think he's straight, right?
Because I like this guy.
He said his goal was to be Superman, and I feel like gay guys don't want to be Superman.
No, and I like his hair a lot. Do you see it? Look at his hair again.
I like his hair because he's using gel and style, but he doesn't really get it, which kind of means he's straight, right? If you could have one superpower, what would it be? Control time.
I like this guy because I like his hair is the only hair that's not like it's not the crazy pompadour. Not that they all have that, but most of them have that, and I don't get it.
He really looks like a poster from Fantastic Sam's, you know, when they're showing like all the different haircuts.
Uh-huh.
But it's like if the wind came in and blew it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Also, he wants to control time, and he's 30. Which means he actually understands that he's aging now and he's not as hot as he was yesterday, which makes him a little more desperate, which makes me like him. Also, he's 6'2". I don't know what that means, but everyone seems to care. Okay, let's go down to the final.
Will.
Who is Will?
He's 28.
He's cute.
A sales manager. So what does that mean? Does that mean he works at CVS?
I feel like if it was
a cashier,
I feel like if it was Saks Fifth Avenue, it would say sales manager at Saks Fifth Avenue.
Right.
If you just say sales manager, that could be water filters. It could mean like the night shift at 7-Eleven. I don't know.
Right. It could mean anything.
6'3". Oh, God.
If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? Will Smith, because he's the Fresh Prince.
Will Smith can't even spell happiness. Why would you want to be him? He is rich, though. Okay, his tattoos are a cross, again, the cross, back angel wing, shoulder phrase, just a phrase, chest, a battle cross.
Oh, God.
I'm glad you got specific
Why
with your different crosses.
Why do these people have so many tattoos? Oh, my gosh.
It's like people who can't come up with anything and just go to the cross. Meatloaf said he would do anything for love but won't do that, which meant like go on Weight Watchers for 3 weeks. What will you not do? Be someone's second choice. Oh, bitch, you ain't gonna win this.
Nope.
He's kind of a cute Urkel, right? He's like when Urkel did that porno movie.
Yes.
And it didn't work out, remember?
I like the smile. He has a really cute smile. He's like, hello, hi.
He does. He looks like he's like genuinely happy. He needs to go. Okay, so real quick, because we have to actually watch the show now. It's about to come on. So who do you think? You pick your top three, and then I'll pick my top three.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me go back to the beginning. I didn't like anybody at the beginning. Let's see. Adam, no. Alex, no. Anthony, no. Blake, no. None of these first guys. God, oh, I'll tell you my least.
Well, my memory sucks. I don't want to pick anyone who picked The Rock, but I don't remember who that was now.
I think I kind of liked DeMario, but let me see if anything's bad about him.
The Mario.
DeMario. Okay, I think I like DeMario. He's one of my picks. He's cute.
He's cute, yeah.
And then, oh my God, remember Jack Stone? We hate him so much.
He's the worst. He needs to go.
Yes, immediately. Okay, I think I don't know. Who do you like? I like Matt. So DeMario, Matt, and then one of these. Oh, I like Mojit.
You just like a muddled
drink.
And
Rob. I like Rob.
Okay, I like Rob too, kind of.
Okay. So I like Rob, Mario, and was Michael cute?
So one of you out there who's listening right now, you guys have memories that are so much better than ours. So remember this because we're not writing it down. Okay, I'm going to say Mohit is the dark horse.
Yes,
because he'll make her laugh in this field of idiots.
Yep.
I'm going to say Michael because Michael was the only one bold enough to give like a tilt of the head. So that makes him kind of original.
What's the one that works with like underprivileged kids?
I don't know. But like at the end of the day, a lawyer doesn't need to come home to that.
No,
she deals with that shit all day. I'm going to say Fred because he looks like a dad. And he's the only one wearing a sweater. And I think she's going to have one of those just so her dad doesn't, like, cut her off, you know?
Right, right, right.
So, okay, remember those. So now the show is actually about to premiere. So we're going to watch that.
Let's go.
And then come back tomorrow. And we'll post that tomorrow. You guys, we love you. Thank you so much for listening to us. We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay, bye.